K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip hop and R&B. I got one of the hottest artists on the entire planet, and I do mean planet, coming off an international tour on the line right now. Who's inside the B spot?
Boy, Kid Ink, man. What's happening?
Kid Ink inside the B spot. What it do, man?
Nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Got this new album coming out, man. I'm just soaking it all in, and, you know, just chilling, man.
Yeah, let's get to work, man. Let's talk about it. Let's start with the single first, man. Show Me, you featuring Chris Brown. Tell me about that record. Did you know it was going to be a big record when you recorded it?
Man, I knew it was going to be a big record when I had it before we had Chris Brown on it. But when Chris Brown got on the record and, you know what I'm saying, did his thing and really just, like, brought life to the record, it just sounds like when you listen to the old demo we got, man, it's just different, man. It's a lot more just life into it. You can just tell, like, he knows, you know what I'm saying, what he's doing. It's not really just a fluke, man. It's, you know, good getting the record done so quick. It only took like 30 minutes, so it was crazy.
Well, the song is crazy. Show Me. We banging it out in the club, man. It's a must-play record. Of course, let's talk about the album, My Own Lane. You got Chris, obviously, on that single. Who else did you work with on this project?
I got Chris on two records, man. I got Pusha T on the album. I got August Alsina on the album. Low, MGK from Bad Boy. I got L. Varner. Label Mate, you know, I got Major Ali, aka Major, on the album. I try not to, you know what I'm saying, get too many features that were like rappers and try to get more singers and people that could re-sing like hooks I wrote, so I didn't really have to be singing them myself, and we could just, you know, make really dope records. And I think we got a lot of good features without it taking away from me on the album, man.
I'm talking about it. The country's talking about it. You just got off an international tour. How was that?
Man, the international tour is dope. You know, when you're overseas, it's a lot of fun. You know, the people out there are ready to really rock out that one time. They're not expecting to ever see you again. Like, they're like, oh, we're going to see them once a year. To where, you know, in the States, people are like, you know, it might come back to the city twice so I could drive 3 hours down and see them again.
Right.
Or go to L.A. and catch them, just, you know what I'm saying, at the supermarket. So people, you know what I'm saying, more crazier overseas and ready to have fun. So, you know what I'm saying, I had a good time over there. You know, wasn't gone too long like last year. You know, just really didn't take no days off. Worked every day for 14 days straight, man.
We got to get you to the Carolinas, man.
Yeah, I got to come back too, man. And I always have some fun out there. I got people out there too, so it's always, you know, fun to come through.
I got the one and only Kid Ink on the line. Album comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, man. Album comes out midnight, really. You know what I'm saying? Grab those. As soon as the 7th hits, man, make sure you grab those copies.
My Own Lane. Last question, social network and stats. How can your fans keep up with you?
Social network, man, Twitter, Kid_Ink, Instagram, KidInkBackGang, KidInkMusic.com for all the shows, man.
Make sure you scoop this up, My Own Lane. Kid Ink, man, I appreciate you checking in, man.
Appreciate you having me, man, always.